Improve it, peeps. Welcome to the show. It's your girl, Erin Dear, and it's time to go. Hi, everyone. Feeling super extra right now. It's Erin Dear. I am the founder, the CEO, and the host of Improve It. Improve It is just not a podcast. We are also a improv-infused talent development company for the new generation of work. And if you press play on this show today, there is no coinky dink. You are meant to be here, my friend. Now, I am so excited if you're new to the Improve It podcast. Thank you. Thank you for spending time with us. And thank yourself for investing in you. Because you, my friend, are a people leader. You are someone who cares about the people on this earth, on this planet, the people you lead, and the lives that you touch, and you want to make this world a better place. So kudos to you. Give yourself a round of applause. You deserve it because you're here. And I want to shout out to one of our amazing Improve It peeps who has left us in a review. And let me just read this really quick from John Oral Rich. He says, creative and distinctive. Short snippets of solid practical advice. Each time that I listen to the podcast, I learn something that I can incorporate into my and my team's daily routine. John, you're the man. And I actually know John. John is actually one of our clients and we adore John. So John, if you're listening to this, send me an email at info@learntoimproveit.com. I'm going to send you a signed copy of my new book, I See You, A Leader's Guide to Energizing Your Team Through Radical Empathy. So with that said, if you have not left us a review, we are going to send you a little basket of goodies. If you leave us a review, send us a screenshot that you have left a review and give me the best address for you. I'll send you a signed copy of the book as well as a few goodies for you to keep at your desk because they're fun work from home type things. So my friends, welcome to today's show. We're going to get right into it. We're talking all about how to balance the holiday season while prioritizing self-care. Now, normally I have a question from an audience member and then we use the episode to coach the audience and you through that question and help answer it, solve that problem, solve that challenge. I cannot tell you how many of you I've spoken to IRL in real life, or how many of you that I know personally who have reached out to me, who have talked about how hard self-care is, especially around the holidays, Q4. Q4 is like a blink of an eye. Like literally this quarter just flies by. So here's what I want us to talk about today. How can we balance this holiday season while still prioritizing self-care? Because it's usually the first thing to go. We got the holiday parties. We got the company holiday party. You got your partner's holiday party. You got the kids' holiday parties. You have gifts to buy for everyone and their brother. You have year-end budgets and year-end conversations taking place. If you have a kid in school, there's so much hoopla at the school. If we don't take the time to give to ourselves, the time will take itself. And if we don't take time to give to us, we're going to have nothing left to give to those who we lead. And maybe you're listening today and you're like, listen, I don't have any direct reports. I bet you, my friend, you lead a family. You lead an organization, an association, a community. We are all leaders in some way, shape, or form. And people are looking at our influence to help them. And we can't help others when we have nothing in our system to give. What happens is when we deplete our energy level so low, we also lose the joy. We also lose the meaning of this time of year, which is connecting with those that we love, telling those that we love how much we love them and showing that to them. So How many of you, well, let me just say this, you, my friend, my people listening, I bet you press play on the show because you relate to the title. You want to know, how do you balance self-care in the hoopla of the holidays? And I want you to ask yourself, have you ever found yourself at the end of December, face planting, on your mattress, fully clothed, in your sweatpants that now feel too tight and feel like you have nothing left to give? Raise your hand. My hand is going up. You can't see it. Guilty party of one. I actually remember two holiday seasons ago. This was probably, it's 2024, so it was probably 2022. I was coming out of my own sort of self-healing journey at this time, dealing with a lot of chronic pain. We live in Charleston, South Carolina, and my husband has two siblings, and we now have a party of six grandkids, and then we have my in-laws. And so we had moved to Charleston. Everybody wanted to come visit for the holidays. So this is a group of 13 deals. Love y'all with my whole heart. And everybody came to Charleston for 13 days, or no, sorry, for 7 days, 13 people for 7 days over the holiday season. And I remember thinking, okay, we're taking on a lot, but we can do this. And John, my husband, said, okay, I'm just going to be of service this week. And I'm going to be of service for the full week. And of service, he sure was. We both handled prepping all of the meals. I did all of the shopping. We put together all of the meals for 13 people. We made sure we had activities planned every day for 13 people. Not to mention, I was still working the first 3 days that everybody came to town. And we did this day in and day out. And if you can imagine, if you have a big family, you know, with three meals comes three times of cleanup and washing dishes, three times of, you know, making sure everyone is fed and happy. And it was a lot. Everybody stayed at our house. And by the end of the 7 days, I love my in-laws so much. I my son is so blessed to have the cousins that he does. I love my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, my brother and sister-in-law are just amazing humans. But the holidays are one thing, right? So you're getting through the holidays as is. And then when you host, it's a whole other host of things. And I just remember when everyone left, John and I just like collapsed on the couch. 3 days later, John got COVID. Then I got COVID. Then Jackson got COVID. Unfortunately, my in-laws also got COVID, some of them. Our bodies shut down because we had overcommitted all holiday season long and then just topped it off with a week-long excursion of just giving and giving and giving and not replenishing ourselves. So I actually talk about this exact same thing, not this story, because I did not include that story in the book, just to give you an example of a story that I've had of holiday burnout. But in the book, I talk about a different story of burnout. I talk about early in my 20s when I was extremely burned out from my former job. And I want to read you a passage from the book on page 24, chapter 1, called You Can Run, But You Can't Hide. Because it talks about exactly what I'm talking about when your body shuts down. It says, your body sends signals. The word dis-ease means exactly what it sounds like. Dis-ease. Dis, meaning without, so without ease. When you are overtired, overworked, and overwhelmed, your body tells you to slow down. This can come in the form of the common cold, a cough, or some type of physical pain. If you listen to these signals, you can prevent chronic anxiety, burnout, or in my case, which if you read the book, you'll know the story, running 26.2 miles. If you don't listen, your body will find a way to catch up with you, which could lead to chronic pain. Stress and anger are usually the underlying emotions that cause disease and illness. So, that little excerpt right there is all about listening to our bodies, because I, for the first basically 38 years of my life, did not listen to my body. I would just go and go and go until my candle was extremely low and I would completely burn out and it would take me a long time to recharge. So our bodies respond to what we give it. And I will tell you at the end of this chapter, chapter one, there is an activity called Yes to You. And this activity is all about correlating the times in your life when you have been sick to what is going on in your personal and professional life. And I can guarantee you, if you do this activity, my friend, you're going to see the connection between you being overwhelmed and your body shutting down. So that is in chapter one of I See You. And then if you want the activity just to have and to have a printout to go along with it, we have a resource guidebook that is built in conjunction with the book. It's like 65 pages and it's also fillable. So it's a fillable PDF with all the activities from the book in it. And you can get that at the link in our show notes, as well as the link is in the book itself too. So make sure to check out our show notes for a link to where you can purchase the book, which is any major retailer, and then get the resource guidebook. If you want more activities like that, there's 65 pages. So I want to encourage you to do that. But I want to just say that self-care looks and feels different to every human, but I've got a foolproof method today, my beautiful peeps, that I'm going to walk you through to find your own self-care bliss, to help you slow down and to give to the most freaking important person in your life, you. It's tangible, it's feasible, and guess what? Your girl lives and breathes it, so it actually does work. It's four steps, it's easy peasy, lemon squeezy. So without further ado, let me give them to you. If you would like to find balance in this holiday season and give to yourself, you're gonna start with step one. Step one is create a bliss list. Super easy concept. Step one, you're going to set a timer for 10 minutes. Have a pen and paper at the ready, and you are going to list all of the things in your life that bring you joy. It could be taking a bubble bath. It could be reading a good book. It could be going on a horseback ride. I don't know. I don't ride horses, but it just sounds fun. It could be running. It could be lifting weights. It could be eating tacos. I want you to let your pen run wild as you list all the things that you love to do for 10 minutes. Find that joy on that paper. Allow yourself to immerse yourself in things that you love. Number one, you're going to raise your vibration. You're going to feel real good while you're doing it. But number two, you're going to come back to this list and the following steps. So this is step one. You have to do it. All right. And here are some examples of my bliss list just to give you a tangible to take with you here. I love running. It's free and you can do it anywhere. I love lifting weights because they make me feel strong like a boss. I love massages because your girl likes to feel good. And after I lift weights, my body hurts. I love my spiritual practice, which is also free. I love reading good books. I love being outside. I love being on the water on a boat. I love swimming. I love traveling. I love spending time with my family and friends. I love therapy and I love meditating, all things spiritual, Reiki, craniosacral therapy. All of those things bring me joy. All right. My list is definitely different from your list. Some of you are like, what's Reiki? But I will tell you, everybody's self-care looks different. That's why you have to create this bliss list for you. All right? So now that you have step one done, you find that bliss list. Here's step two. You're going to categorize your bliss. So you are going to break down this bliss list into four separate categories. Step one, create the bliss list. Step two, separate it into four categories. Category number one is your mind. Category number two is your body. Category number three is your soul. Category number four is relationships. Let me break these down. Your mind category. What items from your bliss list fuel your mind? What things put you in a positive vibration? What things lift you up and make you feel good? There's a saying that I have no clue where it came from, but somebody said this. We have couch friends and treadmill friends. And our couch friends are our friends that make us just want to like sink into the couch. They don't make us feel good. They don't raise our vibration. But our treadmill friends are the people that make us feel like we're running on a treadmill at high energy, and they give us joy. So when you think about your mind, what puts you in that feeling of being on a treadmill? Maybe you're like, being on a treadmill is my worst nightmare. I get it. I hate also running on a treadmill. But what I want you to think about is those endorphins that it produces. So what things on your bliss list bring your mindset up? So for me, on my mind list is exercise. I have to exercise in the morning in order to function. If I literally got on this microphone without working out in the morning, I would be a different person. So exercise is in my mind category. Listening to positive books while I run is also in my mind category. Therapy is a part of my mind category. And it is part of my bliss list, honestly, because without therapy, I'm not really able to talk through my emotions. And when I don't have that clarity, my mind is not clear. So those are things that you can put in that mind category, all right? So you're looking at that bliss list. What things from that bliss list go in the mind category? The second category is your body. So what of your bliss list fuels your body? What makes your body feel strong? What makes your body feel good? And I just want to shout this out. What if we measured the amount of success we had in life by how much fun we're having and how good we feel? Just take that in for a minute. So what things on your bliss list fuel your body? Exercise could definitely be one. For me, it's massages. And I know this is a privilege and a luxury, but I work really freaking hard and I'm going to treat myself because guess what? My body needs it. My body needs that time to be like, hey, I'm going to take care of you because you've taken care of me all month long, right? You can also put things that are completely free under the body category. You could do walks with a playlist or a good friend. Swimming. Find a body of water and put your body in it and let it swim around for a few minutes. Cold plunges. Haven't gotten into that one yet, but that's something that it helps your body and your nervous system. All of these things help your body relax, calm down, make your nervous system feel peaceful. So anything in that bliss list that serves your body, you're going to put in that category. The third category is your soul. Now, a lot of people, when they think about leadership and we talk about your soul and love, you're like eye rolling, like, what are you talking about? Let me just say this. Your soul is your inner being. It is the thing that drives you. It is literally a contract that you made before you came on this planet to step into that body to fulfill. It is that thing that is inside of you, your inner compass, that makes you know when things feel good and makes you know when things don't feel so right. Your soul drives every decision that you make all day long, at work and at home. So, what things from that bliss list fuel that soul? For me, it is 1,000% my spiritual practice, meditation, Reiki, working with intuitive coaches, going to cool lectures. Those things fuel my soul. You know what else fuels my soul? Talking to you, connecting, teaching, facilitating, speaking. Those things are what my soul was put on this planet for. They fuel my soul. But I've also made that into my career. So what I need for my soul to feel restful and to give myself self-care is to have that as my job, to fuel my soul that way. But when I'm not working, I need to fuel my soul in a way that fills me back up. Because what I'm doing right now is giving you all I got. And that's what I do anytime I step in front of a room of people to teach, to facilitate. But I have to make sure that this, my soul, is fueled to the brim to give what I need to give to you. So what fuels your soul? Maybe it's taking a hike in nature. Maybe it's taking an urban hike I lived in Chicago. I loved urban hiking. Like, I would just go walk a neighborhood for like 30 minutes to an hour. It felt so good. Maybe it's horseback riding again. Who knows? Horseback riding keeps coming up. What things from that bliss list fuel your soul and put them in that category? And then finally, this last category is relationships. When we talk about relationships, it could mean many things. We are all many things. We're all humans, number one. We're all friends. We're all family. We are all either living on this planet in a way that connects us somehow. And so realize what relationships you need to fuel. Maybe it's your partner. Maybe it's your family. Maybe it's your friends. Maybe it's your coworkers. What do you like to do with them? And what from that bliss list could you pull into that category that would bring you joy? So for me, I'm not going to lie to you. I love eating food. Like, I'm a foodie through and through. Obviously, everyone has to eat to live. Some people who I know who don't like food, I'm like, why? Why? But I really love trying new restaurants, trying eclectic things. Right now, I'm on a huge taco kick. But one thing that I do every month for my relationship with my husband is I schedule a date night. And we've missed one date night every month for the past, we have only missed one date night in the past 2 years since I started doing this. And that's once a month. And it's hard because, you know, we have to schedule our lives. He travels, I travel. And we also have a son. And so we have to find childcare, but we make sure we make this a priority. And we usually go out to dinner or some fun experience and just enjoy each other's company. And that is something that is a non-negotiable for me when it comes to relationships. So what on your bliss list will categorize as a relationship, and what can you put in that category that will fuel it? All right. So you got step one. You got step one again, just a repeat, was to create your bliss list. Step two is to categorize your bliss list. Step three is to calendar your bliss. So wherever you are listening to this, whatever day it is, you're going to open your calendar. You can either use your calendar on your computer, your Outlook, your Gmail, or just an old-fashioned planner. That's what I do. I use an old-fashioned paper planner, and I have pens and cute stickers and highlighters and markers, and I just love it like a nerd, like a Trapper Keeper, Lisa Frank nerd in the 80s. Like, I get down on a planner, and I love writing in it and making fun little doodles and scribbles all over it. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to take 20 minutes. 20 minutes. That's all it takes. 20 minutes of time. And I promise you, you will see results. And you are going to book one of those categories every week on your calendar. Just one. So let's say 1 week from now, or maybe wherever you are at, you call this week one. You're going to book something for your mind. So maybe that for you is going on a run and listening to a really great book on Audible. Put that in your calendar for week one. You don't do all four things every week, just one. Week two, you're going to do something for your body. So maybe it's going swimming. Maybe it's going hiking. Maybe it's getting a massage. You're scheduling that and you're going to book it in your calendar. Week three, you're doing something for your soul, whether it is going to be in nature, whether it's going to start that meditation practice you've been putting off, whatever that thing is, you're booking that in week three. And then in week four, you're going to do something for your relationship. You're going to book time with your partner. You're going to book time with that friend you haven't seen in forever. Maybe you're even FaceTiming somebody who you haven't talked to in a while, but you're putting that time on your calendar. And please know they don't have to go in chronological order. You are just booking one of these four categories on your calendar every single week so that you are prioritizing your self-care. Here is step four, my friend. You're going to give the bliss a kiss. Okay. So cheesy title, whatever. I mean, here's what's going to happen. It's time to kiss bliss. straight on the mouth. I'm talking a French with tongue. I'm talking about you're getting up in there and getting blissful. Okay. Sorry, HR, not sorry. This is the time that you are going to mouth to mouth your bliss. What am I talking about? I don't know. But here's the deal. When you experience one of these things on your bliss list, you are going to experience it. You're going to put down your phone. You're going to turn off notifications on your Apple Watch. You're going to be present to the joy within you and around you. So let's say your thing for the week is your mind, and you're listening to that book on Audible you've been waiting all year to listen to. And instead of checking your email at the same time while you're listening to the book, you're actually listening. You're literally listening to the book and being present to it. Or let's say you're doing your body category and you're at a massage, but you wear your Apple Watch during the whole hour of massage just in case someone needs you. Let me just say this. We lived without phones for the first 20 years of my existence on this planet. We can live for 1 hour to give to our bodies without checking notifications. Or let's say you're doing something for your soul. And let's say you planned on taking a hike over the weekend, but then you're nervous about doing it because your kid was invited to two kids in his birthday party or two kids' birthday parties in that kid's class. And guess what? You decide, oh man, I don't know if I can do this. I really need to go to Susan's. I don't know a kid named Susan. I really need to go to Mackenzie's birthday and Draper's birthday party. I don't even know where these names came from. I can't go on the hike. That's your excuse. Guess what? These kids will have another birthday, and you can ask a friend to take your child to the parties or your partner or a family member, or shoot, they could just not go to the birthdays while you inhale freshness and exhale stale energy outside in nature. Or let's say you're giving in the relationship category. And you think one date night a week with your partner will never work because your kid's activity schedule is wild, or you'll never find time with your busy work schedule. Let me say this. Time doesn't stop, but nurtured relationships do. Things will grow where you plant your roots. Root accordingly, my friend. So I hope this helps many of you. As I've talked to many of you at random about self-care and about prioritizing it, especially during this holiday season, let me recap our four steps. Number one, you're going to create a bliss list. Step two, you're going to categorize your bliss list into mind, body, soul, and relationships. Step three, you're going to calendar it. You're going to put it on your calendar, one of those categories every single week, and make it happen. And step four, you're going to give the bliss a kiss and be present while you're doing it. Guess what's going to happen? After the holiday season is over, you're going to love this methodology so freaking much, you're going to do it again and again and again. Every 4 weeks, you are doing something for you in one of these four categories. So I want to just remind you that if you liked this, we've got a lot of activities that are similar to this. And I see you, A Leader's Guide to Energizing Your Team Through Radical Empathy, that you can get in the show note links or wherever books are sold. There's also a resource guidebook that is going to be attached to the book itself that gives you all the activities. So make sure you grab that. And then if you liked this material, we have a keynote that I deliver called The Empathetic Leader. And it's a 1 hour keynote delivered to audiences of 100 or more, either virtually or in person. And it uses this idea that our thoughts equals our words and our words equal our actions. And it helps us give to ourselves with an empathetic twist. Would love to bring this to your organization, would love to bring this to your association, your team. It is one of my favorite pieces of content we got out there right now, and it's delivered by myself. So know that this is something that I would love to talk to you about. So if interested, email us at info@learntoimproveit.com. As always, if you have a question, we're also going to put the SpeakPipe link in the show notes for you to give to us so we can create content that you want. We can solve your problems right here in real time and help other people through this work, this improv-infused work. So my friends, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for giving to yourself. This is self-care at its finest. You took the time to press play on this show to give to you. So kudos to you for even doing that. I hope you find your bliss. And as always, you know what I'm going to say? Keep failing, keep improving, because this world needs that very special it that only you can bring. I'll see you next time.
Improve It Podcast.